My name's David, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from an addiction to heroin. With parents divorcing when I was 6 years old, my earliest memories are of fighting, arguing, drugs, alcohol, and the absence of family unity. My dad had custody of my brother and I, who lived with my grandparents after the divorce. At a very young age, I learned to do things without asking for help, and I didn't have any real guidance in life. I remember occasionally going to church with my grandparents and sometimes my dad, but I really didn't understand why or who Jesus was. I quickly became the golden child who seemed to do what was asked of me, when in reality, I was learning how to fly under the radar and become self-sufficient, thinking I was in control. So why would I need Jesus? Fast forward to high school, where I played sports and found my identity in playing, fitting in with the popular party crowd. My sophomore year, I broke my collarbone playing football and was prescribed pain pills with unlimited refills. It was like a free party favor. Mixing pain pills with alcohol led to a car crash within that same year where I broke my other collarbone. This incident started a vicious cycle that led to a very long, progressive addiction to opiates. A few years after high school, I ran into Lauren, a girl that I had known through mutual friends. She was different. So I put on my best campaign of my life while simultaneously hiding my sins. It worked. And 6.5 years later, we were married. During that time of dating, two major things happened that forever changed the trajectory of my life. One, my father passed away unexpectedly in December of 2006 due to his struggle with methamphetamine. Two, Lauren started attending Watermark Church, so I followed suit. I learned a little more about Jesus, knowing who he was, but thought I could have my cake and eat it too, playing the role of a godly husband while still remaining dependent on my drug. I believed I was too far gone to be redeemed, so the best that I could do was control my image while my sin spiraled out of control. After we got married, we joined a community group for newly married couples. Things were going great because I had everything under control, or so I thought. A few months after we welcomed our second daughter, we made the decision to get baptized here at Watermark. But I felt like I couldn't take that step without revealing my sins. So on April 20th of 2013, Lauren came home from work and I had all my pills laid out. I confessed. But that was just only step one, a myth. We reached out to our community. I went to detox and then went into a treatment center for 60 days. This would be great if I could end the story right here, say that I found Jesus, I sobered up, and we lived happily ever after. But that was just the tip of the iceberg, as I was full of fear of how I was going to function. I had been using for 12 years. Once I left recovery, I began attending Regeneration, not because I wanted help, but because I needed help drawing attention away from myself. You see, I left recovery sicker than when I went in, as I had now learned about heroin and almost immediately began using daily. But in my self-sufficiency, I still showed up for work, my wife, my kids, church, and even started serving up here with the facilities team. Now I only have 7 minutes to share my testimony or so, so let me just give you a quick snippet of the next 4 years, what the next 4 years looked like. 4 years living in the hell of a heroin addiction. I was in and out of jobs. I was in and out of our home. I was in and out of jail. I would disappear for days and weeks at a time. I wrecked cars. I drained our bank accounts. I put my children in harm's way. I ruined relationships with those who cared most about me. I stole from family, friends, and strangers. I stole tools from Home Depot. I stole my bride's wedding rings. I stole from our next door neighbors, who were both police officers. I even stole $30,000 worth of equipment from this very church. In my chaos, I still showed up for Regen, telling people I was sober and doing good. My wife and others saw through it. And I thought because she was a godly woman that she would never leave me, that she needed me to provide. But in November of 2016, I was once again physically removed from my home by men of this church. And my wife was given no choice but to file for divorce for physical and financial protection. You would think that I would have hit bottom, but I kept going. It was a weight lifted off of me that I didn't have to pretend anymore, and I could do what I wanted. I lived that way for another 5 months. Most people would think that all that time that I spent at church was a waste, as I was not heeding God's word and listening to the counsel of others. I was numbing myself strictly out of fear and shame, and I thought there was no way that God could love me now. But as little as my faith was, a seed was planted. In April of 2017, while I was walking the streets of downtown Dallas, looking for something to steal, something I could pawn, something of value so I can find my value in a needle, God reminded me of his love and grace for me with a little piece of paper that hit and stuck to my leg. That paper literally said, God loves you. You see, even though I was searching the streets, I was crying out, praying, God help me. I can't do this on my own. In that moment, it's like the scales fell off my eyes, and two days later, on April 20th of 2017, I walked into an inpatient discipleship recovery program. That is four years to the day that I confessed. That's God's perfect timing and his love of the details. I stayed there until January of 2018 when I came back to our home. My wife never finalized the divorce. She waited on God, and she waited on me. That next Sunday, I walked into this church, and the men that I haven't seen in over a year welcomed me home. That Monday, I walked into Regen with a renewed commitment to finishing the race that I had started years before. In Regen, I learned that I have deep-rooted issues, and my drug addiction was just a symptom of my brokenness. I learned that we all struggle with sin regardless. Did I miss a page? Oh, no. I think I'm missing page 3. No. 4. Regardless, I learned that I continually need the community and accountability of our men to surround me in this journey. Through Regen, I now experience more freedom. There it is. Yes. Okay. Let's do this. Okay. Through Regen, I have now experienced more freedom as I have wholeheartedly worked through each step. Now I have the honor of coaching groups of men through Regen. By leading these men to Christ when their lives are hurting and broken, it reminds me that I'm no less prone to sin. But witnessing the life change in these men through the power of the gospel has strengthened my faith. It is a sweet reminder that I need Jesus just as much as a newcomer. I told you earlier that God is in the details. So what's even more incredible about my story in my life is that this very church from which I stole, this church from which I carry felony charges, this church hired me to be on their staff. I now carry in my pocket the keys to this entire building. That's God's redeeming grace in my life. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you restored my health. You brought me up from the grave, O Lord. You kept me from falling into the pit of death. Psalm 32:3. I leave you with this encouragement, that you are not alone. God is with you. You are never too far gone. God loves you. God shows us his love, heart, and character in Ezekiel 36, 25, 26, where he says, "Then I sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. Your filth will be washed away, and you will no longer worship idols. And I give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. My name is David, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from addiction to heroin."